You've been my friend for so long. You were right and I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make me what you'd have me be. I'm your child, you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. All my treasures, all my dreams, all of these you've given me. When trouble comes, you're always there to make me smile. Let come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Now when my time has come to go and leave all troubles here below, and I can hear the angels gently calling me as I leave this world below, you'll hear me shouting as I go, Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. In 1973, I believe that was the best thing. You know, I'm from a big family originally, 13 of us, a lot of love. And got a wife and two boys, grandkids, three great-grandkids, a lot of love. But the greatest love, brother, I ever knew is the day that God spoke peace to my heart. Amen. The day that he took up his abode. Go, he said, and I'll go with you. There's so many things in this life, brother, and so many temptations. We couldn't make it without the Lord. I lay sometimes in bed and I try praying, talking to him, and I think, Lord, what kind of shape would I have been in? Would I even still be here, Lord, if it wasn't for you? I ask you this morning, why did you come this way? Did you come because your companion, mother and daddy, asked you to come? Or did you come because your soul is in trouble and you're seeking after something? I don't know the reason. But I want to say this to you this morning. Yes, whatever the reason, brethren, you've left the world out there, yes, behind you. Yes, you may hear something here that you can take home with you, as Brother Junior said. Yeah, a lot of people, brethren, they'll say, what is faith? The scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Yes, you've got to have faith this morning. And to get that faith, how do you get it? You go sit and listen. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach without he be sent? Brethren, I've not been back to this little church since this time last year. Yeah, but that don't mean my mind ain't been here with you. And it It don't mean that I don't love you this morning, but I was sitting there when Brother Junior was preaching, and I began to think when old John said, yes, he said, I was on an off call Patmos, and I heard a voice, brother, try to imagine this in your mind. He said, I heard a voice behind me, and when I turned, I saw one, brother, like unto the Son of Man, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though I was dead. Do you remember that day, brother? Yes, he said, he laid his right hand upon me and said, fear not, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am he, brother, that liveth and was dead, brother, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. What would you rather be doing this morning? A lot of people, no doubt, are out shopping. They're laid back, taking it easy. Yes, there's no other place I'd rather be right now than right where I'm at. If I heard a loud noise and I heard a voice say, it's over, it's finished, I'll go down and get my children, I'd rather be right where I'm at this morning. People, let me ask you this morning, have you got children this morning? Have you got grandchildren? Yes, where are they at this morning? It's so hard to lay in bed and pray for your children and wonder where they're at. And no matter which way you turn, brother, old Satan is gouging. And Paul said, every time that I do good, evil's present, and it is this morning. I guess old Paul is one of the most sought after men you can read about. Yes, but I believe beforehand he was called Saul, wasn't he, brethren? Yes, he would go around persecuting the churches and saying all evil things. And one day, brethren, the part that I like, he was on the road from Damascus, and here's the part that I like. Even though he didn't believe and persecuted, the Bible says a great light shined around him. And what did he do, brother? He fell on his knees, and the first thing he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? That's what I pray this morning. Lord, what would you have me to do? I may meet some of you out in a store somewhere or downtown, but right here is the way that I want to meet people. It's so good, brethren, when you can get amongst God's children. Yes, and the prayers go up together, and God will take enough time to come down here and take a little stroll in his garden. Have you felt him this morning? Yes, I have. Are you glad you come this way? Yes, I am. I can go home today. My wife and boy will say, how was your day? Oh, it was a great day. I wish you could have been there. And let me tell you something. I sat there a minute ago when they were talking some of the old scriptures, and I could hear, yes, and say, yes, who is this that I see coming up out of the wilderness, brother? Yes, leaning upon her beloved. Yes, aren't you glad to be part of that today? Aren't you glad you got God on your side? I'm from a family of 13. Yes, 8 brothers and 4 sisters. Yes, but let me tell you something. One day in 1973, I gained a big brother, and I became an heir and a joiner with him in that kingdom. One of these days, brother, I'm going to walk on them streets that you hear sing about. And most of all, the one that's gone on to be with the Lord, I'll get to see them. But most of all, brother, I'll get to look into the face of that little man that died for me. And I'm gonna hear him say something. Welcome in, son. Welcome into the joys of the Lord. Hey, you've been faithful over a few things. Yes, I'm gonna make you ruler over many. We'll have our troubles and tribulations and trials in this world. Yes, but on the other side of Jordan, brother, one of these days, that city that wasn't made by hand, brother, I guess we're going somewhere. Where are we going? I'm going to the city that needs no light of the sun or the moon. Why? Because, brother, yes, the brightness of the Father and the glory of His sweet Son is going to light up that city. Have you looked around here this morning? Have you studied how many more people could crowd in here? Brother Junior mentioned earlier, seeing it full at times. Yes, an old brother got up one day and he looked around in his little church, him and one other brother. He said, I want to know where the 160-some preachers are. People, let me tell you something today. People's getting slack. They're falling back on their job. They're idling their time away. And they're letting the things of this world, brother, steal away the goodness of the Lord. But here's the way I feel. Three or four brothers here this morning want to get up and he'll do and just a little bit of cultivating. Another to get up and scatter a little seed. Another to put a little water to it. But I'll tell you right now, it takes God, brother, to give the increase this morning. What would you rather do? Well, I'd rather drive 2 or 3 hours, yes, and tell them about some big deal up at the store. Or would I rather come and tell you about Jesus? Let me tell you about Jesus this morning, the only way from this world to the glory land. And one of these days, brother, I'll tell you something, there's nothing that I enjoy anymore than to stand up and tell people about Jesus this morning. But he's the one that has to bless you. I've got my own way. God give me a little gift that I'm proud of within, but I've got a bite in the calling wherein he call me. It may just be 20 or 30 talents, but I'm satisfied with it. But no matter where I go, no matter what I say, I want to hold Jesus up here and hold the bloodstained banner high. Oh, I love to sit and watch my brothers get to feeling good and hear them preach. Witness with them from breast to breast. And that's what makes it all high. But one of these days, brother, we may can't sing to suit everybody here. But one of these days, we're going to sing in a place ought to be heavenly. A place I dreamed about so beautiful. Long white tables drenched in white linen, and everybody so young and beautiful. A place where there'll be no more sorrow, no pain, no more heartaches. We won't have to lay down and worry at night about our children. We won't have to worry about our health will we be here the next day. Now I'm going to a place, brethren, where we'll live forever and forever, as this brother said. It's good. It's good to be alive this morning. It's good to see each and every one of you all. A lot of you, I don't know you by name. But I'll tell you one thing. If you're a child of God this morning, before we leave here today, we'll be acquainted. Why? Because of what we feel from breast to breast. You know, sometimes we could sit and have enough brothers to sit and listen all day, but it's not expedient, brother.
Not expedient.
I'd rather hear, as the Bible says, 5 or 10 words in spirit and in truth as a whole multitude of words with no meaning.
Yeah.
And it don't take God all day. in a moment and twinkling of an eye. He can just say it and it's done. But it's good to come and see a few of the older brothers and sisters that I've seen here last year. They're here another year, but one scripture says, is it the same with you this year also? A servant would go and check the little vineyard, planted a little fig tree. He'd go to it and work around it every year and look at it, and he'd say, this year also, no fruit. Is it that way with you this year? Are you kind of like maybe I used to be when I was young? Say, well, I'll wait a little longer. I've got time. We have no promise of tomorrow. We may not leave this building here today. Whether it be in Ashland, in Letcher County, or wherever it may be, Indiana, Chicago, it's the same God everywhere. And He loves His children. He loves mankind. And He's given me a heart to where if I've never seen you before, I can come up to you and hug you and tell you I love you because of the heart that He has given me. God bless you.